Let's talk about psychic attack and shielding. Parapsychologists get a lot of calls from people who believe they are under psychic attack. Let's look first at the possibilities you have to consider when sorting these things out, then talk about what they might be able to do in these situations to deal with it. People aren't going to want to hear this, but the commonest reason why individuals feel they are under attack is because of mental illness or temporary psychosis due to either drug usage or, especially in the case of alcohol, drug withdrawal. The second most common reason for believing you're under psychic attack is because an individual is experiencing a psychic opening and doesn't understand that the faces they may be seeing hovering around them or the sounds they can be hearing, especially at night, are those of normal spirits. Even some channelers can become distressed. Even though they're used to dealing with spirits, they may feel like they've been hit by an electric shock if a spirit that is too high in energy to be compatible with them innocently tries to connect in order to communicate. So then they may too feel under attack, even when this was done rather in ignorance or innocence by the spirit. In these cases, there is no harm intended by the spirits. Lastly, we come to the case where people truly are under psychic attack. I cannot emphasize enough how rare this is. Granted, there are cases of people who get involved with groups of people who engage in psychic power struggles, but it isn't common. And sometimes there's just a general ill-wishing by another person. But there also are times, rarely, when individuals or enemies may resort to ritual magic, an unscrupulous psychic, or even have the background and talent to instigate an attack themselves. Regardless, feeling yourself under attack is not pleasant if you're sensitive to it. So what do you do? Let's talk about drugs first. You need to understand that if you're psychic, you may be much more sensitive than the average person to drugs, whether legal or illegal. If you have a diagnosed medical problem or illness, please keep taking your medications unless otherwise directed by your physician. If you feel you're being overdosed, talk to your doctor about the possibility of tapering it down or trying a different medicine. Some psychotropic drugs, especially in the SSRI antidepressant category, can cause as much or more problem if suddenly discontinued than if taken as directed. When it comes to illegal drugs, people with psychic sensitivity should stay away from them, pure and simple. Amphetamines, taken by many as diet pills, or to stay awake if they're traveling long distances by car or truck, are particularly nasty at triggering paranoid schizophrenia. I have seen it several times. What's worse is it can take 5 years after a person has stopped using drugs before their brain returns to normal. So, if you haven't taken amphetamines for a week, it's not likely to make the delusions disappear. It could take quite a long time before you're completely back to normal. In cases of a true psychic opening, what often works best is reassurance and education. Understand that these spirits are probably just curious and have no desire to harm you. They can sometimes sense that you're aware of them, which makes them curious, and they come closer. Nor are you going crazy if you hear them or see them occasionally. As a parapsychologist, I like to think about or ask what the spirits are telling you. If the spirits seem to be nice, if they're saying encouraging things, being helpful, then great. They might even be your spirit guide in that case. But regardless, there's no harm letting them stick around. But if they're negative or hostile, it's definitely time to move them on. You have a number of options here. You can ignore them. This is the case of those neither particularly positive nor particularly negative. They're kind of like the road traffic outside. Maybe you don't particularly like it, but you can just tune it out. Another possibility, ask them to leave. They often will. Third possibility, if they won't leave on their own, you can ask your own guides to move them on. Or if there are other guides around, just say, hey, move these guys on. I want some peace here. Again, often this will take care of the problem. Of course, you can also directly send stray spirits into the light, which I'll talk about more in the MP3 on moving spirits on. Also, one thing I always like to discuss with people who are just opening up is how to shield, and we will talk about this more in a moment. Finally, true psychic attack. The best defense for a true psychic attack is, ironically, to be a skeptic. No true disbeliever of psi has ever been successfully attacked. In their minds, they don't even permit the possibility. What this tells us is that to a certain extent, you have to buy into the psychic attack for it to work. This is kind of an important concept, especially as a lot of people who are just developing up as psychics do spend a lot of time dwelling on their impressions and sensations and may even be actively looking for an attack and seeing it, whether it's there or not. The more you focus on negative stuff, whether real or imagined, the more you feed into the problem and make the situation more scary. This can be a tough cycle to break. There are different ways to approach it, however. Some people will actually perform a little ritual or ask other psychics for aid in order to feel safer. You can also do your own shielding. Certainly in the case of the rituals, a lot of times this works by making you feel invulnerable. If you feel invulnerable, then you are, at least to psychic attacks, not to knives or guns. In other words, all you really have to do is stop buying into the situation. Now, with shielding, this is more a case of empowerment. You're taking this into your own hands. You're saying, I'm not going to let myself be attacked anymore. I have the shield, and guess what? They can't get through it. Besides which, every person with psychic sensitivity should probably be shielding themselves as a general principle, not so much from attacks as from unwanted information. And I will say this is something I do just routinely as a habit. There are a lot of different ways to shield yourself. The important things are that it completely surround you in all dimensions, above, below, in front, in back, and on both sides, and that it be a natural or comfortable barrier for you to maintain. In other words, it needs to be effortless. Most people use imagery for this, although you could create a sound barrier if you wanted. It doesn't really matter what you imagine for your shield as long as it completely encases you. Don't leave any holes. If you want a window or a door, you can think of it as something that lets you see out but doesn't let anything in. Be completely surrounded. And it doesn't matter whether you are surrounded by a concrete bunker, a sturdy castle, a sphere of white light, a mirror that surrounds you completely, or anything else that appeals to you. Certainly a humorous image is not bad because it's hard to be afraid and laughing at the same time, so humorous shields often work really well in these situations. But regardless of what you're using, it's important to set the intention as you create your shield that this is going to surround you completely 24 hours a day, awake or asleep, 7 days a week. Also, as you're setting this intention, make sure that this shield is effortless. Anything that you want to block out, like negative thoughts from others, can not only bounce harmlessly off the shield, but be designated to empower the shield and make it even stronger, without any effort on your part. If you need help creating a shield, you can try listening to my MP3 visualization for the mirror shield, which will basically walk you through the process. The nice thing about a mirror shield is it's easy for people to think of as self-maintaining. Shielding should never take any of your energy or take effort. Just let it do its thing. Anything negative can be reflected back to the person who sent it, or be sent off to some universal ground to be neutralized. One last thing. If you do feel like you're under a psychic attack, it's not a bad idea to talk to a professional psychologist, psychiatrist, or therapist to help you deal with the stress that feeling this way puts you under. It's not a nice feeling that people want to harm you. Such things are difficult for anyone to deal with. It's good to have help.